Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
The wait is over. Yes. Wednesday's here.
It is. Yay. Good morning.
Good morning.
6 o'clock with the Morning Scramble. Yeah.
And just kind of like right at 32 degrees. So interesting.
Yes. So I would say, because we were chatting off before the show started, that both of our drives in were fairly non-eventful.
Mostly uneventful.
Yes. Now, that's not to say that you should just go and fly around.
I would not say drive as normal.
No.
It's still like proceed with caution. There was a stop sign that maybe I went a little further than I intended. But by and large, you know, because you're prepared for it. And I was braking early and doing all the things that you're supposed to do when it is just a little questionable out.
So, yeah, definitely take advantage of extra time today. Leave early. Plan. There is still a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. There are little pieces of fog on the way from Coralville this morning. Not a ton.
I didn't see any, but okay. Yeah. You have a
there's like
better worldview.
Like between the airport and 33rd, there was a little fog. Mm-hmm. And then right after, you know, 33rd Street exit, it's like, oh, it's fine.
It's
everything's fine. It's like their little wall there.
And we haven't had any contact from our friends at local area schools. So, woohoo, kids, get going. Wake up.
Yeah, get yourself moving.
I know that's the last thing you want to hear. But guess what? It's going to be a great day.
That it is.
Get after it, please. And we are like a week and a half away from Groundhog Day.
Yay.
Coming up February 2nd. It's always a fun day, right?
It is. You know, I used to think it was stupid, and it kind of is.
Totally is.
But at the same time, it's just like everybody is happy. They're thinking about spring.
Right.
There's all of these things going on.
And we're all eyes on a rodent for one day.
Exactly. I'm here for it.
It's kind of quirky.
Yeah.
Unique. Interesting. So naturally, the folks over at PETA don't like it.
Of course.
Yeah, they've got some thoughts. They are once again calling for Punxsutawney Phil to be retired. But they do have a suggestion for a replacement for Phil. A giant gold coin. You just flip this giant gold coin. One side would be calling for 6 more weeks of winter. The other side for early spring. I know. I would miss Phil terribly, but here's the deal. I have to look up every year to see what the shadow actually means. A gold coin that says winter, no winter?
But
I like the clarity.
But there's no adorable groundhog.
Yes, and therein lies the problem. I want a rodent.
Would they think differently if, like, we paid Phil?
I don't think it's about paying him. They're like, it's not fair that he, you know, he's kind of confined most of the year to his, you know, not natural habitat. He's in his own little Phil world. And then he gets hauled out for one day. There's a bunch of noisy crowds and a photo opportunity. And they're like, that's not really fair. The thing I'm not, I like the clarity of the coin, because they said, like, he's not even right most of the time. He's only right 39% of the time.
Well, he is a groundhog, after all.
Well, yeah.
It's not like he went to meteorological college.
He did not. And there's the language barrier, because the Groundhog Club says sometimes it's their fault because they misinterpret Phil's language, which is groundhoganese.
It is one of the harder languages.
It is. And sometimes we get it wrong.
People think it's like Pig Latin because groundhog,
no.
Pig Latin.
No.
No, it's not.
It's not that simple, folks.
No.
They also suggest, and I think they've gone too far here, is that we need a new name for Groundhog Day then.
Well, if we're not going to use a groundhog, then I suppose it kind of makes some sense.
They suggest whether there'll be more winter day.
Doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
Nope. You're done. Good day. Yeah. Good day.
Does not exactly have.
We're still calling it Groundhog Day.
Doesn't roll off the tongue the way Groundhog Day does.
No. I'll see your idea about the coin, but I will not negotiate on the name of the day.
We should put a groundhog on the coin.
Yes.
Like the groundhog is holding a sign that says more winter.
OK, Okay, solved it.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Done and done.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Okay, yesterday was the laziest day imaginable. Showed up to be the DoorDash delivery lunch person at home as the kids are just lounging.
Well,
all day. That's what you got to do.
If there's no school, Mom, come on.
I know. I should be cool, but it's just there's something that really irks me about, like, you know, I worked a full day and then I come home and you're still in your pajamas. I wish I could be in my pajamas.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Yes.
Maybe it's, you know, FOMO. I've been missing out. They've had a fantastic morning and then here I come. And I was also intrigued by when I got home, there was butter sitting out on the kitchen counter. Like somebody was going to bake something. I thought it was maybe a suggestion like, hey, can we make cookies? Something like that. And in a way, it was.
It was a suggestion that you make cookies?
That's what I took it to be. Because I am the cookie baker. Except my hubby got a wild hair inspired by our shared love of Ted Lasso.
Okay.
If you watch the show, you know that Ted always makes his boss, Rebecca, these little biscuits.
Shortbread cookies,
Shortbread cookies without fail in a pink little box.
Yeah. Which, by the way, where the hell does he get the pink box every day? It's like, is there a pink box store in London?
Good point. Everybody was all wrapped up on, like, what's the recipe? What's the cookie?
Yeah. It's like, take them in a Tupperware like a normal person, Ted.
You know
what? But no, he goes and he finds a pink box every day.
Now I have a new thing to worry about. Thanks a lot. Why did I never think of the box?
I didn't mean to completely harsh your Ted Lasso buzz.
But it also has like a doily or something in there. There's like a little...
Yeah. Oh, he's very dainty. Presentation is a 10 for Ted. I'll give him that.
10 out of 10.
Absolutely.
And the fact that then you find out as you watch the series that Ted is making the cookies by himself.
Yes. Every day.
Every day he's making shortbread cookies.
Which is pretty amazing.
So my husband's like, well, I can't be a Ted Lasso every day, but on a snow day, I've got time to channel a little Ted Lasso. So he made the shortbread cookies.
And?
They're fine. You know, like, I think that we're Americans and they're good, you know, like they're, it's a sweet little cookie, but I was like, could use some chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe we just melt some chocolate on top.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the difference between America. I think that's true of like, you know, like they eat, those shrimp flavored potato chips are big in England.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about those.
And it's like, okay, so there's obviously, you know, and I'm sure that they look at us and they're like, what do you mean cheddar and sour cream?
But, ew,
you
know, yeah.
But still, I don't know.
It's a little more subtle, I guess. And I was expecting a little bit more, bam.
Yeah.
Well,
it's all right. So a couple years ago, there was a bit of a falling out in my friend group.
Oh, dear.
Right?
Yeah.
One of our friends did something that I didn't like. And our other friends agreed that he was being stupid, but they were also like, you're overreacting to this.
But also calm down.
Yeah. And I just could not.
Hmm.
So I took a step back from the group.
Okay.
Because I was the newest member, I lift out. I'm like the roommate in Friends.
Fine.
Just lift out.
Yeah.
And I have no beef with that. You know, it's like, this is everybody's choice. So I haven't seen / spoken to these people in, for some people, at least a year, some maybe a little bit more.
Dang.
Right? And it's, again, there's nothing, it's not, I'm not mad about at them. It's just, I just decided, you know what?
It was a mutual agreement.
Yes, exactly. So I am in a meeting with our boss yesterday, in which I learn that a member of our friend group will be in the building today. And I'm just like, oh! And now I'm like, and it's total junior high. I'm like,
Who you gonna be?
This is gonna, I gotta be cool. But at the same time, it's like, well, and it made me realize that no matter how old you are, junior high is just a flick of a switch away.
It's always right there.
Yeah, it is.
And I think that like, oh, I'm better. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
But
no,
you're not.
No, we're not.
No, no.
And it's like, of all the things that I should be worried about, you know, I have things to do. I have places to be. I have a business to run.
There's your out.
And yet,
extremely busy.
I'm extremely, yes. You'll have to excuse me. I have this big, giant yellow steering wheel, and I have to manage it.
Pardon me. I'm very busy.
All right. The Eastern Iowa Airport set a passenger record in 2023.
Record?
Record. 1.4 million total passengers went through the airport last year.
Dang.
That breaks the previous record set in 2019 when 1.3 million passengers flew CID. And the 2023 passenger number is 13.8% higher than it was in 2022.
Well, you know what? They've made a lot of improvements out there, too. It's a pleasant experience.
It is. It really is. It's not like going to O'Hare where, you know,
no,
it takes forever and they're all grumpy. Everybody's super friendly and
everyone
it's super
is
quick.
Nice. Yes. And Ed, the facility is beautiful. Yeah. It's clean. It looks great.
Airport Director Marty Lentz says the bump is likely related to the increase in air service options that are available, like going to Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, that's nice, too.
I heard that happen. I heard that was nice.
It's very nice. Yeah,
not mad about it at all. Marion Mann is just a little bit richer after winning a lottery prize of over $171,000. David Thomas of Marion bought his winning Extreme Green Progressive Instaplay jackpot ticket. Extreme Green!
Whoa!
Extreme! At the Casey's on Liddell Drive in Marion. Cedar Rapids Community Schools Magnet Lottery is open for the school year. The district's going to hold a magnet school open house next week. Then families can choose a magnet school through the lottery for their chance to send the kids there. Magnet schools offer theme-based learning such as science, technology, engineering, arts, science, and math. Math. Sport shorts! The Minnesota Twins caravan made a stop in Cedar Rapids last night to help celebrate the Colonel's first Midwest League championship in almost 30 years.
Way to go.
Caravan features two current Twins players, an alumnus, a club broadcaster, and is traveling to different cities throughout Minnesota, Iowa, and the Dakotas. T.C. Bear was on hand.
Wow.
No word on if he and Mr. Shucks got along or if there was some friction there.
I hope not.
Because you never know. One mascot steps on another mascot's turf.
I don't want anybody throwing hands.
That's right. You do not want that. So congratulations to the Colonels and nice of the gang from Minnesota to stop by.
That's so cool.
It is. This guy's feeling all right is Marion. They've been named Community of the Year.
What?
Community Playmaker is a media platform designed to provide news, features, and trends that highlight American communities and civic leaders. And they gave Marion the award over nearly 100 other mid-size and large communities.
Well, way to go, Marion.
Yeah. Marion's mayor says the award is a direct result of a 2007 plan to remake the city as a better place to live.
Wait. Is there a trophy or a check? Or can we...
They did not say, but there better be a trophy.
There better be a trophy.
It seems like the least they can do.
Yes.
At the very least, a nice plaque.
Something.
Yeah, come on. How often do you get to be Community of the Year?
Community of the Year? That's cool.
They should put up the little sign on the intro, you know, you're welcome to Marion.
Yes.
Community of the Year.
And think about like all that they're doing with the park, the City Square Park right there.
It's beautiful.
It'd look great right there.
Absolutely. So congratulations to Marion.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Hollywood was all a dither yesterday as the announcements for the Oscars were announced mid-morning. And now that they've kind of processed like the people that got nominated and those that didn't, the movies that got the nods, those that didn't, it just looks interesting because we can look at like the first time somebody got nominated or who got snubbed, who did not get that golden glow shining on them yesterday. The Barbie movie nominated for Best Picture, but a couple of people did not get that golden shining light. Director Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie, Barbie herself. snubbed.
Yeah, which is pretty amazing because, you know, I have not seen all of Barbie yet. I've only seen like the first 45 minutes or so. Yeah. And she's amazing.
She really took it on.
She's really good.
Yeah. She was great. I did really enjoy Ryan Gosling, and he did get nominated for Best Supporting Actor. America Ferrera, for her part in Barbie, got nominated for Best Supporting Actress. So, I mean, it's not like it was completely shut out of the acting categories. It was just like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, two of the people who carried the mantle for the movie.
Well, yeah, the Barbie. I mean, how do you not?
Barbie.
How do you nominate Barbie as Best Picture and not nominate Barbie? I mean, come on.
I know. People are like, well, that's kind of the theme of the movie. So way to go, patriarchy. Really kind of pointed.
See, it just goes to show what Barbie was trying to prove.
Exactly. It kind of proved her point. Ryan Gosling, for his part, issued a statement saying he was disappointed that Greta and Margot weren't nominated. But there were some things to celebrate in all of the nominations that did get announced yesterday. In Killers of the Flower Moon, the best actress going to Lily Gladstone, who's now the first Native American to get an acting nomination.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. The Color Purple only got one nomination for best supporting actress for Danielle Brooks. Otherwise, it was completely snubbed of other nominations,
wow,
too. Other movies got completely shut out, too, though. The movie Saltburn, The Iron Claw, Asteroid City, Wonka, Priscilla, all of those kind of just nothing up for grabs for them. However, some interesting first-time nominees. Congratulations again to Lily Gladstone, America Ferrera. That's her first nomination ever. Cillian Murphy, Emily Blunt, Sterling K. Brown, and Godzilla.
What? Godzilla?
Yeah, Godzilla! Godzilla Minus One is a Japanese Godzilla movie. It became a huge international hit. It's up for best visual effects, but it's the first time that any Godzilla movie has ever been nominated.
Well, that's because up till now, they've tended to be hot great. Garbage.
Not great.
Dumpster fires.
But that's the end of a 70-year drought for Godzilla.
Good for you, Mr. Lizard.
I know. So we'll see if they get the W. Mm-hmm. The Oscars air Sunday, March 10th on ABC. Jimmy Kimmel back hosting that as well. Big announcement yesterday that The Rock is now on the board of directors at TKO. What is TKO?
I was just about to ask you that.
It's the company that owns both WWE and UFC. So like all of wrestling.
So basically he's now officially a mogul even more than he was with the football thing.
Oh, totally, totally. As part of the deal, he gets $30 million in stock and full rights to his nickname, The Rock.
Well, I thought he had that already, but
he didn't.
But $30 million in stock?
In stock.
Oh my goodness.
Which can only rise because the other announcement they made is that WWE Raw is moving to Netflix in 2025.
Whoa.
So if you want to watch any of that wrestling action, you're going to have to get Netflix if you don't already have it. Yeah. Big moves by Netflix, who said previously that they would never get into the world of sports.
Right. And they, and specifically live stuff. They always said no live stuff.
The live thing that they did for the Love is Blind reunion, I was majorly disappointed.
Did not go well.
Did not. So we'll see if they can get it together. They got some time still. You know, they got all this year to figure it out.
Wow.
But yeah, you'll have to have a subscription if you want to get all your wrestling action.
All right.
That's different. Let's stay in the world of sports for just a little bit.
Sports arts.
Because apparently it's not enough that they're amazingly talented in vocals. There are some celebrities who are, yes, day job is I'm a singer. I'm a performer. I'm an artist.
My job is singer.
Yes. But also, I can ball. There's a celebrity trainer named Chris Brickley, and he did a quick little TikTok video just name dropping all of the people that he has worked with who are by day musicians, but they are fantastic basketball players too.
Okay.
In no particular order, name dropping Justin Bieber.
Oh, wow.
Good for you, Biebs. I thought that maybe that was all talk.
He's little, so he's got probably speedy.
He's fast.
Yes.
Drake is a really good shot.
Drake can ball.
Travis Scott, also good.
Okay.
Quavo, good. Chris Brown, I did not know. Now we know.
Yeah.
And her.
Her.
Her is a good basketball player.
Well, congratulations to her.
Congratulations. I'm also just slightly annoyed that, like, oh, you're already good at one thing, and now you've got two things that you're also...
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I can barely put two words together, and I do this professionally, and you can also hoop.
Well, apparently you do whatever you want. Good for you guys.
That is just...
Happy
cruel.
For you.
Yes.
Very,
very
happy for you.
Yes.
That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
Times, they are changing.
Mm-hmm.
I think our approach to should kids have a job at age 14 has shifted just a little bit. I think it was an expectation when I was.
Absolutely.
14. You're going to get a summer job. I am sick of seeing you loaf around the house.
The last thing I want is you around here with me. Get out.
You need to do something else besides lounging around, yeah. Watching TV. And you're old enough now. You can have some extra responsibility.
Yeah. When I was a little young, like when I was 14, I did a summer of detasseling, which was awful.
Mm.
But I did it.
But and you learned something.
Yes. And also... I learned that I could be a stubborn jerk because I'll be honest, my dad, and he was right, didn't think I would last the summer. And I really didn't. I really wanted to quit because it was awful.
Yeah.
But he had made such a big deal about how I wouldn't last that I'm like, no. And I just, just to show him, I hung for the entire summer.
Exactly. You want to prove him wrong.
Exactly. But, you know, before that, you know, my job was also, you know, I have sisters that are 10 and 12 years younger than I am. So my job was babysit.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
And that's the expectation.
Absolutely.
But it's different for different families. I was kind of thinking back and I was talking to my bestie about it. We grew up through high school and mine was like, okay, you're going to work in the cornfield as soon as you turn 14. And on the flip, she's like, remember, I didn't work that first year. She stayed home. She's like, her parents thought it was better. You know, somebody's got to stay here and babysit your brother. You're not going to get a job yet because your job is home.
Yeah.
So there's different ways that you approach that as a parent. How do you do it? Do you have rules in your house where it's like, no, because I need them to do this? Or maybe you just, and this is a different concept of like, just want them to be a kid. You have the rest of your life to work. We've had this conversation on the Z102.9 Facebook page, too.
Yeah.
And Catherine and Chloe were saying that's their philosophy.
I was just going to say, Chloe was saying that, you know, her parents told her she had her whole life to work. And once you start, it never stops. So enjoy the fun. And that's something that she's doing with her own kids.
Mm. And that's really cool. I do worry about idle hands. I've got an 11-year-old and she's just old enough now where she can't do like summer childcare. And I'm like, okay, so my child is an adult, you're telling me.
Yeah.
And she's going to do what now?
And you know this kid.
Yes. I know what's going to happen. YouTube is what's going to happen. A lot of it.
Well, at least it's just YouTube and not, you know, burning down the neighborhood.
YouTube's a gateway. No, I don't know. She's going to get ideas.
That's right.
So it's like you kind of have to walk this line of what are you going to do at your house? What's the rules for your kids?
Yeah, we were chatting with Kara. What do you think?
I have a 20-year-old now and a 16-year-old. And I didn't have them work at 14 just because I wanted them to be kids. Also, I didn't want to have to worry about driving them to and from work. They can't drive yet. So that's then the parents' responsibility to get them to and from work. And sometimes that's a lot.
It's not just the kids' jobs. It's mom and dad's jobs, too.
Yeah.
Right, at that age. And then once they were old enough, I guess they were both 15, they started lifeguarding.
But did they come to you with that, like, hey, mom, I think I want to get a job now. And so you let it be their choice?
Yes.
That's a great point. You know, you kind of have to make sure that they're ready for it as well and that you as the parent are ready to be schlepping them around because that's on you. They can't drive yet.
Tell us your story. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Okay, our Songversation this week is asking, what song do you have completely memorized? You know it by heart. You can sing it backwards and forwards. Should anything happen to the lead singer of the group or the singer themselves, you could take the stage and you could perform this song for an audience. Kylie, our promotions director, what is your thoughts?
I feel like I could probably be Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yep.
That's a bold move.
Yep.
What song specifically?
Our song. I feel like I could do that word for word and probably be her.
You could pull it off?
Yes. Yep.
Let me think about it. Yeah, I could. And Jaden, Queen of the Night?
Oh, mine is for sure Misery Business by Paramore.
Really?
I don't know. That one just, I feel like every time, like, we're at karaoke, like, me and my sister for sure, like, that's the one that we're like, okay, cue up Misery Business. We're getting the party started.
Is it something that, like, you grew up with? So, like, you guys both sang that in the car together?
Yes. That's, like, something that, like, when I think back to, like, my sister's first car and her, like, little burned CDs, Misery Business was on every single playlist.
It's a vibe.
It is a vibe.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.